but it's the easiest one to get. And we are a fat, lazy country of convenience. And alcohol is a very convenient drug. If this was an ecstasy bar, I would come in, I'd order a large, I'd be drinking Evian right now, right? But it ain't that easy to get. And at the same time, if drinking required that I had to sit in a fucking Denny's parking lot for 2 hours in the middle of the night waiting for my friend Alan to answer his voicemail and finally show up just to drop off a six-pack, yeah, I'd never drink again. A lazy fuck is what I am. But it's got benefits. It doesn't get the credit. You can find every statistic and number and pie chart for where alcohol has ruined the party. But the benefits, for a while, airline flight attendants were trying to lobby to get alcohol taken off of airplanes because they said, 91% of all air rage incidents are alcohol related. Okay, fine. How much air rage is averted because of alcohol, right? How many times was someone just about to choke out that sky cunt that should have been replaced by a Coke machine years ago? They're the worst now. Since 9/11, they're all full of that hero syndrome in their head, and they think they're the last line of defense to the cockpit rather than a waste of space and polyester. And maybe someone gets on the plane and he's just been finger-fucked way too many times, trying to get from point A to point B and waiting in lines and screened and searches. It's everything but looking in your ass is the only difference between that and a prison search. And he goes through that. He gets to the front gate and they go, we accidentally oversold this flight. We're looking for volunteers who will sit another night in Memphis because we goofed and oversold the flight. If I had a used car and I sold it to three different people and I took cash, they all show up on the same day to pick it up. I'm looking for two volunteers who will wait till I accidentally oversold this piece of shit Dodge Omni. It would fucking kick me in the balls. I would be doing jail time for fraud. Maybe someone goes through all that and he's about to tear out the larynx of the pig that tells him to sit up straight during takeoff because he's had enough. But no, he has a few vodka Collins first and he chills out just enough to let her live one more day. How many times has alcohol been the hero? How many highway fatalities have been caused because of the 0.08 DUI law, where everyone is so paranoid now that one fucking thick neck like you has two light beers at happy hour, but you're so paranoid because of the DUI laws, you're driving home, you're not even looking at the road, you're just staring in the rear view mirror looking for cops. You don't even notice you hit a kid on a bike in a crosswalk. You can't find the numbers on shit like that, right? I think a drug dealer sells me drugs and I go haywire and fuck something up. They blame the drug dealer. I think you hit a kid on a bike in a crosswalk looking for cops. You should blame the cops. Right? It's only two types of people who are against drugs. There's people who have never done drugs and the people who really sucked at doing drugs. And everyone else has to suffer.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Miss your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce here on MoreLikeRadio.com/live. We are obviously live. It is Tuesday, March 24th, 2015. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with Royce Lopez.
Yellow.
Marie Lopez.
Cello.
Mitch Heil.
Jello.
And Sherry Dahl.
Mellow.
If you guys wanted to get in touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780, or you can follow us on Twitter, Hippo Juice Film, H Juice Marie, Joel Dutch, Chim Heil, and Dalai Lama.
I forgot this song existed until right now.
I intentionally play songs at the top of DNR every week, just for that matter. Have you guys ever had, like, legitimate hooch?
Like moonshine hooch?
Moonshine hooch.
I've never had like bathtub made. I mean, I've had moonshine that I bought at a store. I've never had like.
We've made our own moonshine. Does that count?
Oh yeah. Okay. I made my own. Does that count?
Does count.
Okay. We made our own apple pie moonshine.
Is it any good?
Duh.
Buy regular moonshine at the store and they put apples in it?
No, actually that's what I thought it would be too, Mitch, but it's a little more involved than that. You actually have to, you have to buy apple cider and boil it with some apple juice and,
to super concentrate it.
Right, and then a lot of brown sugar. And then what happens is you do add it to either moonshine or Everclear or whatever, and then you have to leave it for a month, and it'll ferment. But it never spoils because the alcohol doesn't let it spoil. So then when you drink it, we put cinnamon sticks in it too, so it really tasted just like an apple pie, but it got you fucked up because it's one of those things when it's so sweet you don't realize how fucked up you're getting.
Right. College moonshine though, like because you're using Everclear or something that's already distilled.
We use moonshine
distilled stuff, like you distilled it.
No, I've never done that because I'm not a hillbilly.
Well, I did because I went to a hillbilly college one time. Or not one time. I had it one time because I went to hillbilly college, and one of my redneck friends brought over like the stuff that was just in like it was just clear liquid in mason jars. Which apparently is the only real way to drink moonshine, I guess.
Correct.
Is out of mason jars.
Yep. Even the ones they sell in stores, they sell in mason jars. Yep.
Right. And this stuff was like, it was unbelievably smooth. Like, when you hear about, like, oh, yeah, my grandpa made this moonshine, you're thinking it's going to, you know, hit you worse than any, you know, like,
burn.
You always assume, yeah, like you were saying earlier, Everclear, like taking a straight shot of that. Wasn't that at all. Like, it tasted like surprisingly like good and had bite to it. Two sips of that shit though, you were fucked up, dude. So that's like 94% alcohol and like doesn't taste like I'm drinking rubbing alcohol.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it has to do. Have you ever watched that show? What's it called?
Friends? Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, Moonshiners. Mitch, have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
If you watch how they make it, they pride themselves on always using like fresh stream water. Like apparently it's a big deal to have it as pure as possible.
Right.
Well, they have to. Of course it's fresh steam water. They're making it in the mountains. They don't have access to regular water.
Yeah, that's what Coors whole thing is, that they're like, yeah, we have the actual Rocky Mountain water.
Do you like Coors? I don't like Coors.
All American piss water beer is the same thing. It's just, you know, it's more refreshing than it is actually you're trying to get drunk off of it.
Yeah, so. That's true. That's a good point.
I mean, I have Bud Light tonight, and that's just like, that's like having a soda when you get home.
You know, it's funny, okay. Yeah. That beers like Coors Light, Bud Light, and those are beers like, if you spill one, you're like, it's just Bud Light, who gives a shit? Yeah. Like if you spill like a nice one, you're like, fuck, that was a, like, you know, one where you buy the six pack for like $8 because it's like really nice. You're like, fuck,
right.
Come on. Like, I could spill a six pack of Bud Light. I'm like, oh, that's water. Who gives a shit?
Dude, that's like 9% alcohol. What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you don't want to fucking, it's true. Like, Bud Light is basically, even Bud Light is this, if you're at a party and you forget which one's yours, you just throw it away and get another one. Because it doesn't matter, you know? You buy like 18 of them for a dollar.
Actually, it literally is like an after work, like, refreshment. It's not like you're drinking beer to get drunk kind of thing. If you're going to be drinking beer to get drunk, yeah, like you were saying, like, you get the more of the expensive kind of stuff.
Yeah. We actually...
This is Kevin talk here.
Yeah, we actually bought a...
We bought two kegs this Friday.
Yeah, for Marie's party.
Two kegs?
Yeah.
Is it still your birthday party?
Well, no, it's over now.
Yeah, she had her 3 weeks. But, yeah, no.
I had to wait for Dee to have her birthday, and then we shared a birthday.
Yeah, they had the birthday party together on Friday, which was fun. We'll get back to that, but let me get into the kegs. So we bought, apparently there's this place down here called Total Wine where you get like a full keg of Bud Light for like $65. Ridiculous, super cheap. You do the math, and it comes out to like 50 cents a beer.
60? Wow.
Yeah, no, but
price has gone up because I remember getting kegs of Bud Light or shitty, you know, stuff for like $40 when I was in college.
Maybe a half keg, a full keg.
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. And then we bought a Blue Moon, and then Blue Moon's expensive because they only sell like in the smaller kegs, like, you know, the fucking one
half kegs.
Yeah. So we got that. But by the way, I never want to drink Blue Moon unless it's from a keg, because there really is a humongous taste difference between, maybe it's because they don't pasteurize kegs, but there's no bad aftertaste. You don't know, but I'm saying, but in general, do you like tap better than a bottle beer?
No, I always really? Go draft. I always go draft. If
that's
I have a choice.
That's what I said, draft. That's what I said.
Beer, I draft every time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, difference might be, I don't know how larger breweries do it, but like as far as my home brewing and stuff, if you want to, as when you keg it, you put CO2 in it to carbonate it. Mm-hmm. But when you bottle it, you're actually putting sugar water in it.
Right.
It could be like when you keg it, it could be it's not fermenting anymore. So that might be the taste difference.
Yeah. I mean, it was really good. But anyway, yeah, we bought it for the for Marie's party, which was fun.
You got two kegs? How many people came over?
Not many. There was a lot that was
so
left
you have a lot
over.
Of extra beer.
Well, no, because then when we kept drinking it the next day, the whole weekend we drank.
I was more fucked up the following day.
I got
than
pretty
the first
hammered.
Day.
Pretty fucking
the,
hammered.
The following day we were just chilling, hanging out at the house that we had it at, and because we were just like, well, let's just drink up the rest of the beer that we didn't drink.
Yeah.
And yeah,
always the case. Whenever you get a keg, it's like you're committed. It's like, yep. Okay, if this isn't empty by the end of the night, it's like, well, we have to finish it now.
Yeah, so we just keep drinking. I mean, the dude had a Joe, the guy I kissed, that's how you remember him. He had two keg freezers, so like, you know, they were good the whole time, so
right.
But yeah, no, it was fun.
I think the last time I was at a keg party, that was the last time. Well, not last time I got in a fight, but the time before last time I actually got in a fight with somebody. I told you guys that story, right? When we were, my sister and I were over at our friend's. He was having, obviously, a kegger, but he had one of those like oversized garages that was like, he put a lot of work into his garage because he does a lot of, like, he did a bunch of detailing work for like trucks and like import cars and whatnot. Long story short, he had a huge party in this like really nice garage that had like this over like looking loft and everything like that, and all these beer pong tables set out and whatever. And this was years ago. Anyways, well, I brought my younger sister Renee with me, and she's a dynamo when it comes to playing beer pong. Like, she's really good at it for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So she and one of her other friends were just cleaning house on like groups of dudes, because they're playing in pairs. Like, these dudes would step up and try to like beat my sisters, and they would just destroy them. And my sister is not a good winner. She loves talking shit and trash talking, be like, oh, what up, faggot? You know, like that
like
kind
you?
Of thing.
Like you?
But no, she's way worse than me. Like, imagine me times three. Okay. Like, it's bad. And the fact that she, well, anyways, I'm up top, like in the loft, and like one of my my friend had like this like elaborate like 1970s like porn collection, like magazine porn collection. So we're all upstairs, just like flipping through those, and just like going, look at the bush on this. All I know is I hear my sister going, Joel, Joel, I need you, and I was like, oh no. So I come out down out of the loft. She runs over to me, and she's just like, this guy's trying to spray me in the face with spray paint.
What?
What?
And I look over and I see this like drunken.
Was she wearing a fur coat?
this dude comes over. He's got a can of something in his hand, either spray paint or you know, engine starter or something. He's like, I'll spray you and your bitch in his face. And he lifts the can up, and I immediately go over.
And your bitch in the face.
Right.
All right.
And he's completely hammered. And I grab him by the top part of his shirt.
Top part of his
dick. And kind of like run backwards as he's attempting to spray me in the face, but he's flailing everywhere. And I smash him into the side of like the garage wall and just start punching him. Mm-hmm. Well, then like somebody grabs me to like pull him off, to like break up the fight. We end up on the floor and he's on top of me still attempting to spray me in the face while I'm punching him. Prone.
Did he think maybe you were a cat and he was trying to get you off the furniture by spraying you in the face?
I don't know, but okay. All I know is that like he was bleeding out of both nostrils at that point, because I knew I broke his nose, because you know like when you hit somebody right in the nose, you can like feel that crunch. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever punched anybody straight in the nose before, but
yeah, nope. It hurts.
He was so drunk he wasn't really feeling anything, and then it, you know, everybody breaks us up and everything, and I'm only there with my friend who owns the house, my sister and two of her friends. And the guy who came there apparently came with six other dudes. And it took about 5 or 6 minutes
six
for people to realize,
dudes.
Like, oh, this guy isn't here with a posse. He's just here by himself. So I literally, I'm running away from six guys who want to beat me up to my car. Like, while like I'm with my sister, and like we close the door, I lock the door, they're sitting there pounding on the door trying to get in so they could beat me up.
Open
beat
the door, faggot up. Open the door, faggot.
That's exactly what one guy had his shirt off. It was awful.
Come on, queer, open the fucking door.
I slam in reverse and I'm spinning. I think I didn't hit him, but like I spun my I was backing up, and this is like in a dirt like driveway. This is like, you know, the redneck days of me. And I'm spinning, and like the front of my car kind of clips a guy in his legs, and he falls over. And
you Suge Knighted him.
Oh man, it looks like those Van Wingerden boys are at it again.
I start driving, and I see like all the cars in the driveway. Their lights come on, and they start driving down the driveway. And I'm thinking they're all after me. And I'm racing, you know, trying to get away, thinking these guys are going to follow me so they can beat the shit out of me and whatever. And mind you, there's like 60 people at this party. I'm driving away, and I called my buddy Dana. It's his house. I'm just like, Dana, what the fuck's going on, man? Like, why is everybody trying? He's like, oh, well, when the fight broke out, I went upstairs and got my shotgun and came down and said, everybody out. I was
like, well, that'll
like,
do yeah, it.
He's like, come on back. I was like,
oh.
So I like kind of circle. I like, you know, kind of like just make a whole bunch of random turns,
you
hoping
get-
that nobody was tailing me. I came back, and then it was like, they had like bandaged my knuckles up. It was just like, yeah, dude, it's like the second I came out with a shotgun, everybody's just split. I was like, well, yeah, you dumb fucking.
I just wanted to show it to him.
He's like, I just wanted to make sure that nobody was going to beat you up. I was just like, well.
Well, that's a good friend.
Maybe that's a little too good.
Dana's great.
Yeah, but
he's
shotgun,
awesome.
I'd pull out
a shotgun for any of you guys.
Mitch, come on.
Wildly enough, that guy served in the served in the military as well. So. You guys are a different breed.
They're all broken. They know it.
Not broken. It's just like,
broken.
Hey, we can sit there and fight, and I can hurt my hand, or I can end this right now.
Mitch, you're broken, right?
On the inside.
See? Told you. Mitch, every time I think of Mitch when he's alone, I picture that scene at the end of the Hurt Locker when he's at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Every time, that's all I think of with Mitch. Like, he just, every time he goes to a grocery store, he just looks at all the excess and cries. But actually, what he really does is he gets half a cow and puts it in his freezer like a fucking maniac.
I'm the
have
one
you
success.
Have you guys seen American Sniper yet?
No, I have not yet.
Oh, it's great. There's a scene that's not like similar to that one, but like he's at like a birthday party, and like this dog is like barking, and something just with this dog barking at the party just triggers
the dog like, jumped on the kid.
And he was that's what it was. But he, the dog was playing, though, right?
Yeah.
And then he thought he was trying to save the kid. Like, did you like that movie, by the way? I mean,
I
we always try to find movies that have like military accuracy. Like, what did you think about American Sniper?
I thought it was, I mean, obviously it was played up for Hollywood, but it was very good. Very well done.
Do you think it like kind of captured like the, because the one scene that really, in spoiler, not spoiler alert, but like the scene where the kid picks up the RPG and he's sitting there going, fucking don't pick it up. Don't pick it up. Like it really, that was intense for me anyways.
Right. Because everyone was trying to say American Sniper, it sensationalizes war and everything, but it didn't do that. It actually focused on like how fucked up it made him.
Right, you know, and or, just humanizing the whole thing, yeah.
My favorite part of the movie was when his friend got lost, and then they had to like retrace because they were drunk.
That was Homeward Bound.
No. And then they got really drunk. And
I don't remember.
You're talking about The Hangover?
Yeah, Zach Galifianakis was in it, and then that Asian guy was in it, and they made two sequels about it.
I like how your first thing was Homeward Bound. Are you saying that Chance got drunk at one point?
Probably.
Yeah, he had all of that porcupine venom in his face.
That's right.
He bit me with his butt. By the way,
if you look
really
closely in that movie, you can actually see Michael J. Fox shaking through that pit bull.
It's true. He vibrates right through him.
Who else did the voices in that movie?
I don't know.
Was it Morgan Freeman doing the golden retriever?
No.
And then I think it was Sissy Spacek doing the cat.
I just remember that in Look Who's Talking Now, Bruce Willis did the voice of the baby. And Look Who's Talking. And Look Who's Talking Too. T-O-O, which I believe was Roseanne Barr as a female.
I don't think I've ever seen the movie.
Homeward Bound. Let me see who did the voices.
I know it's Michael J. Fox and for the dog. Or one of the dogs.
I don't know. I don't care anymore.
Mike J. Fox did Chance. Sally Field did Sassy.
Sally Field, that's what it was.
That's what it was.
Amici did Shadow.
Yeah, anywho, you don't realize that movie was from 1993.
By the way, I know we're really late into this, but we finally saw the Blackfish documentary. That shit's fucked up.
I want to talk about it now.
How long ago did I talk about this on the air?
I know, but we finally...
On my hangover Sunday, I was curled up on the couch with my friend, and we were just crying our eyes out watching.
Yeah, they're fucking crying like two dummies, watching nature shows all day.
We watched nature documentaries and had a hangover like all day Sunday.
So anyway, I finally watched fucking, what is it, Blackfish? Whatever. African American fish. And dude, fucked up, man. SeaWorld's a bunch of cunts. Like,
they need to be shut down.
By the way,
right?
you know me. I'm not Mr. Fucking Environmentalist, but what they do is fucking horrendous.
Do you remember the last time we talked about this? Like when I first
Yeah, I remember.
It, like a year ago or six months ago or however long ago it was. Remember how I tweeted and I was like, all right, I just saw Blackfish and SeaWorld needs to get shut down.
Immediately.
And SeaWorld messaged me back or tweeted me back.
Oh, yeah.
Said, you really need to see this. And they posted a link and I went to it and it was to their, the SeaWorld, and it was like their YouTube response to what Blackfish got wrong. And essentially what their response was, nuh-uh.
Well, if that's not bad,
and I was
because
like, I saw this and you didn't really refute anything. They were refuting like little, they were doing like a girl, like the way girls argue, you know, just taking one little thing that person said and goes, okay, your entire argument's wrong because you said it, her name was Janie when it was actually Jamie. You like one of those kind of things?
Yeah, no, but yeah, I know really, what you really mean, ridiculous. Yeah. They actually, I was trying to find a Dutch because just today they put out like a new video.
SeaWorld did?
Yeah, like a new commercial. Like
they
a
are in damage control.
Meet Leon. Leon is 9 years old and is about as tall as a basketball player. His special talents include blowing bubbles out of his nose.
That's terrible talent.
He's very
talent.
Inquisitive and is known in sea lion circles as the close talker. He just loves meeting new people.
No, he probably would rather be in the ocean with his, you know, other ocean.
I was going to say, sea lions are kind of, you know, they're like the dogs of the ocean. Like, they're kind of silly and dumb. But orcas, which is what they actually focus on Blackfish. Like, they're highly intelligent creatures that cannot be penned up.
It's like, not even the highly intelligent, bro. Like, this motherfucking orca killed a motherfucker, and then they brought it back, and they let it kill another motherfucker, and it's still at SeaWorld, killing motherfuckers.
And they've been letting that dangerous killer whale breed with the other killer whales.
Yeah, that's the other part about Black. You know, they let it keep breeding, so you're just making more shitty, dangerous whales. Like, I don't give a fuck. And I think we, at this point,
I think you missed the whole message in the fact that, like, he's not a shitty. He's a whale that shouldn't be. These creatures should not be in captivity.
No. I understand. I get it. I get it. But my point is that they tried to hide the fact when he killed somebody, and instead of they kept bringing him back into, you know, to that. And also, like, then the fucking whales are dicks to each other too, because they don't want to be captive, so they're all cut. You saw how cut up they were. I felt fucking terrible. Right. Like, it really did.
It was actually kind of interesting, the fact that they talked about how they'll take a whale from this part of the ocean and that part of the ocean, and they're saying that, like, they don't speak the same language. That's like taking a Japanese person, a Mexican person, a Canadian, and a German, putting them together and saying, all right, now you guys got to work together and do tricks. Like,
yeah. And it's, you know, the way they treat. I mean, but Marie drives by SeaWorld every day to get to work, and sometimes there are people out there with the signs. And
yeah, I see protesters sometimes.
And the thing is, I'm sure they're treated well, but I think the point is they shouldn't be in captivity at all. You know what broke my heart the most, and I'm sure, Marie, you're probably going to say the same thing, was when they took the baby away from the mom.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And the mom was
just
wailing.
Went to the corner and was screaming.
Yeah.
For months on.
That was the part that got to me the most, was them pointing out that they feel emotions possibly more than we feel emotions.
Right.
That they said that their brain taps into that emotion level more than we do.
And every time they're in captivity, their fin goes over. Like, it's fucking terrible, dude.
Flops over, yeah.
Yeah. They don't want to fucking be in captivity. Like, they're fucking too big. And knock them out. This is watching the killer whale gifs in the chat room. Yeah, like, you saw that video, the other dude that kept drowning, like, almost, if he wasn't a deep sea diver, he would have died. Like, you know, when you brought him down all the way to the bottom of the pool, like,
I had no idea how many accidents and or deaths there were caused by killer whales being in captivity.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So fuck them.
I don't need to go to SeaWorld.
No.
SeaWorld is just a smellier amusement park with less roller coasters.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Well,
it
after
is.
That documentary came out, like, I forget what I was reading, but they said that, like, their attendance level on, like, a yearly basis dropped dramatically. Yeah. Like, bad.
Oh yeah.
Well, like, they're basically gonna get to a point where they're not gonna be making enough money to support having these things in captivity or even paying the trainers, so the whole thing is eventually gonna get shut down. So
well, they don't have to shut the whole thing down. I don't think people have an issue with aquariums, but fucking not the killer whales, man.
Orcas should not be in captivity. Yeah. I mean, like, dolphins are kind of dumb.
No, they're not. Dolphins are smart.
Are kinda dumb.
Dolphins are very smart.
You get a blue whale exhibit.
Yeah, so are dogs. But like I said, like, they have the same kind of sensibility. Like, these ones are actually highly intelligent, emotional creatures. There's the emotion factor of it.
So are dolphins.
How about a manatee?
Dolphins are just, they like to rape things. Manatees, well, I'll let Royce take this one.
Manatees are a bunch of fucking dicks. I'm absolutely sick of them. Do not bring them up again. Actually, you don't want SeaWorld to close. That's how you solve the problem. Release these beautiful orcas and fill it up with goddamn manatees, because no one gives a shit about them. And the worst thing, they're going to attack is a piece of fucking cabbage. I hate them. I hate all of them, Dutch. Manatees' natural enemies are speedboats. They'll be fine at SeaWorld.
Everyone knows the best show at SeaWorld, though, is the seals and the walrus that do the little pirate routine.
I don't think they want to do that either.
That's adorable.
It's food deprivation. They don't give them food. That's why they do it. Like, you know, that's the other thing, Dutch, in the documentary, how they said the whales could tell when they're getting to the bottom of the feeding bucket by the ice clanking. So they, you know, they get cuntier because they know they're getting less food, you know? It's just, man, I don't know. It's fucking
shit's
bullshit.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, Dutch.
I don't know. I'm with you.
So, yeah.
Speaking of fucked up and dicks, did you see that Christian Laettner documentary? Nobody else will probably know anything about this except for just because I watched it last night. Royce, did you see that yet?
No, what?
Christian Laettner?
Who's Christian Laettner?
Is he related to Christian Slater?
He's literally the most hated person in sports. He was like the face of the Duke basketball program when they were awesome. You don't remember Christian Laettner?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead. It's fine. Yes.
Yeah, they had this documentary called I Hate Christian Laettner, and they literally broke down his entire four-year run at Duke.
Was it a 30 on 30?
Yes.
Okay, no, I haven't seen it.
It was an hour-long
one. I'll check it out. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's great. Like you end up hating him more, but also kind of liking him towards the end of it, which I guess is the brilliance of 30 for 30s, right. But... Like
why am I supposed to hate him?
Well, if you don't remember anything about it, he's the reason why everybody hates Duke. So when everybody talks about, like, you know,
I thought that
everybody hates
the
Yankees in baseball, everybody hates the Cowboys and the Raiders in football, everybody hates, like, you know, the Red Wings and the Penguins in hockey. Everybody hates Duke in college basketball. And it's 100% because of this one guy. He's like this good-looking, 7-foot guy who was there for 4 years, won 2 national championships, and went to the Final Four all 4 years that he was there. And he was a piece of shit. Oh, he was very good, but he was one of those, like, flopper guys. Anybody would touch him, he would, like, act like he got killed, but then he would, like, be throwing bows down low. Like, he... And then, like, he's the kind of guy who would, like, get in the crowd's face and, like, you know, he loved the fact that everybody hated. You don't remember Christian Laettner? That name doesn't ring a bell at all to you.
He played 1 year for the Heat, too.
Nope.
He played for, that's the thing, is like, he was known as, like, one of the greatest college players that really never translated to the pros. Yeah.
Nope. But. Not even a clue.
They talk about, like, the top 5, like, greatest sports moments of all time. Him hitting the last second basket against Kentucky in the national championship game, winning it. And the fact that it was him when he was being an asshole all game, like, for whatever reason. But I don't know.
Well, Dutch, I could transition to that. I really can. You really gave me a very good segue. Speaking of motherfuckers who don't give a fuck, we found Ken Dolls from the 90s who didn't give a fuck.
Ken Dolls from the 90s, you know, that didn't give a fuck?
Yeah, Ken Dolls, you know, Barbie and Ken.
Yes.
I posted the link in the chat room, Dutch, so you can follow along. These are all real and marketed Ken dolls, okay? The first one I'm going to bring up is a Glitter Beach Ken, okay?
Ooh, that sounds nice. What's Glitter Beach Ken
about?
Well,
let me post the image in your server.
I'll post images.
What Glitter Beach Ken
I got it.
Looks like.
I had Glitter Beach Ken.
Of course you did.
Look at those
shorts. Do you still have him in your Barbie?
No, probably not.
Oh, my God. How gay is that?
Yeah, he has a little half tank top with little short shorts pulled up over his belly button, and like a little necklace with a surf.
Got short shorts.
Da, na, 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 na. Ken has short shorts.
Short shorts.
Okay, the next.
So what? Wait, why doesn't Glitter Beach Ken give a fuck?
Because look at
apparently when you're wearing that, you obviously don't. There's no fucks to be given.
No, the thing is, I have a theory that Ken is a badass motherfucker because he has no dick. But he's still fucking, and he drives a pink convertible, and he still slays Barbie pussy? Yeah.
Have you not seen Toy Story 3?
No.
Ken Doll is a poop.
Apparently there was one, the shaving fun Ken, which is a Ken you could shave.
He just looks like a white Rastafarian guy.
Yeah, here's shaving fun Ken Dutch if you'd like to see him.
But does it only happen once? Does he grow his hair back?
Like, nope.
How do you?
You can only cut it once.
Only once.
No, that's I think the shaving thing was one of those water things, like heat activated, the beard would go away. Probably like a color thing, you know? African-American thing. The next one is United Color of Bennington Ken looks way more... Okay, here, let me post something. Murray, post a picture.
I got it.
He's wearing a poncho, I guess, is the best way to describe it, with a scarf.
This is the Ken from Toy Story 3. I think they had all
the versions of Ken.
Butterfly art Ken may be my favorite one because you could put tramp stamps on him because butterfly art, they're all butterfly.
Well, duh.
Jesus.
Because you want to tattoo Ken, but you don't want to make him look intimidating, so you give him butterflies.
Remember that Barbie that that you could make look pregnant, that you could, like, change the belly? Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
No.
Pregnant.
Did you play with Barbies growing up? Because I did not.
Barbie. I had a sister.
I had a couple.
How many Barbies did you have?
A couple.
I have so many Barbies. And I still have a house that, like, folds out, so it's like a 4-bedroom house. And I have a mansion and it has a working elevator, and I still have that. And So
wait,
no,
you said okay. Have like you still have them, or are they in storage or your parents' house?
I have them. I was like, maybe one day I'll have a daughter.
Wait, are they in your house right now? Currently, like
no,
your
they're in my dad's house, but right next to me in a tote, I actually have a box full of Barbies.
Go get them.
Hold on.
Go get your Barbies. I want to see these
real quick. I would like to remind you that my last name is Doll. I happen to have an uncle whose first name is Ken.
Kendall.
Oh, that's cruel.
And when Kendall's first came out, my grandma actually sent in Mattel or whoever the hell makes Barbies a picture of my uncle. And she has a Kendall made after my uncle.
No, she doesn't.
She really does.
Oh, my God. Wow. Wait, did she name it that on purpose, or was it like a coinky dink?
Was it on purpose or was it a coinky dink?
Oh, it was on purpose.
It was?
No. My uncle was named before the doll came out.
Oh.
I would figure, yeah.
Yeah, and your last name spelled D-A-H-L, not D-O-L-L, so that's...
Obviously. Oh my God, now there's one, the Halloween party Barbie.
And it's
party
still
Barbie?
In the packaging?
Still in the package. This shit's mint, yo.
I started collecting them.
This like, shit's mint,
like,
yo.
I don't have them anymore, so I wanted to have them anyways.
Now, Mitch, I want to take your word for that, but I got to go talk to my Barbie guy that I know down the street. He's going to come down here, and he's going to evaluate that and let me know how much it's worth.
Oh, yeah. See, there's a little bit of wear on the corners here. And
what Barbie is that you're holding?
It's going to... Oh, this is Happy Holidays, Barbie. Oh, this is a Christmas dress for those who believe in Jesus.
All right, hold on.
Are you going to
Sherry?
That?
Sherry. Why are they all in boxes and why are they in the house?
Resale value.
When I hit about 13, when I started to be embarrassed of playing with them, I still wanted to buy them because they were pretty. So I just collected them.
Because they were pretty.
Oh, God.
My dad bought it for me for my birthday. It was probably like a $50, $60 Barbie.
Which one is this?
This is Grand Entrance Barbie. Probably for...
Ooh.
Grand Entrance. See, some of these look familiar, but I don't know. I never really got into it.
What's this next one?
Biker Bitches. The Biker Bitches.
What are Biker Bitches?
How many do you have?
What are Biker Bitches? Those aren't licensed Barbie dolls.
Harley Davidson, you know they're licensed Harley Davidson Barbie.
Why does Harley Davidson need Barbies?
Okay, they have officially stopped being a cool brand. They have Barbies.
Let me see. This was in. Let me tell you the year if I can find it.
So these Barbies, my dad actually like. They made a actual bike for the Barbies that was Harley Davidson. My dad tried getting it for me, but at the time, every Toys R Us that we would go to, the bike would
have a Harley Davidson. I wonder why.
How old were you?
I probably collected them from when I was like 12 to 14.
This was 1999, these Harley Davidson ones.
Do you know offhand how many you own? How many Barbies are in those boxes?
I think there's only like 8.
Okay.
Do you know offhand how big of a virgin you should have been through your high school years because of this?
What is this?
I don't know. That wasn't a collectible one. That was just...
What's the Kelly Club? Do you know what the Kelly Club is?
Yeah, I remember. That was the younger version of Barbie. Barbie's little sister was Kelly.
Liana.
Kelly was a cunt.
Barbie had a sister named...
Yeah, Barbie had a little sister named Kelly.
Oh, Dutch, did you see the pregnant Barbie I posted in the chat? With the upside down baby in the belly.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Missed Angel Barbie.
Weird. That one's worth a lot of money if you get a pregnant Barbie because they only made there for like a second and then people got pissed.
Here's the thing, Sherry. I'm pretty sure that those Barbies worth the same now that they did when you bought them.
Oh, yeah. They're shit. I looked it up when I packed them away.
Well, then why won't you open them up and play with them? Mitch play with them.
That's why she's not.
Sherry, open them up and take pictures of them in your garage.
Like, when Barbie. You say my garage, you mean my vagina?
Yeah, take pictures of them in your vagina.
Ooh.
This could actually be more.
This is
Barbie. Let's go party. Yeah.
Sherry's official Barbie's dream whorehouse. Okay, well, really quick, just to run through the rest of them, Rappin' Rockin' Ken is amazing because he has a boombox and a gold chain and a hoodie.
That is pretty amazing.
I guess my point is if he was up here and he was black, someone would have killed him. The next one is there's an earring. This one looks like Magic. Earring Magic Ken.
How many earrings does... Wait.
A magical amount?
Wait, what?
Like Magic Johnson? can magic?
Yeah, he has AIDS.
What? That's awful.
Are you supposed to pierce his ears, or he already has all the earrings? How does earring Ken?
I think.
Why Ken, is he magic?
But then there's also a earring that comes with it that you can wear.
Oh, do you like match him?
Yes.
I think so.
But why would you want to match a boy if you're a girl?
Lesbians.
Now, there's a lot of Barbies that I think were called like Rape Kit Barbie. I think they brought that one back because it was controversial.
Oh, that's a real thing.
There was Don't Roofie Me Barbie.
I don't know if any of this is real.
Listen, I didn't make the dolls, okay? I'm just telling you what they were called, okay?
I don't think it was ever made.
No, I believe they were. I believe they were.
You think so?
There was Meth Addict Barbie. She was cheaper because she was half the weight of a regular Barbie and missing several teeth and just spotty hair at the best.
I mean, girls really do like cleaning up a dirty Barbie and making her pretty again. Like
there was
the whole...
Oh, there was Piss Off Your Dad Barbie. That one came with a black Ken doll. That one was really good.
People got
really mad. There was Experimental Barbie. That was a Barbie who had a movable mouth so she could 69 with another Barbie because they were experimenting in college. That was a good one. What was the black Barbie's
name? They were marketing this to children?
Listen, Dutch, I would assume they were. Maybe, Sherry was an adult and she has Barbies. Maybe those were adults. I don't know.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. She's hard.
Sherry?
What?
What's your excuse?
What?
Don't say what.
What? What?
In here.
I love Sherry's. What?
What?
The only Barbie I remember having was a scuba diving Barbie where in cold water, her legs turned into a wetsuit looking thing. And then in warm water, it turned back to flesh colored leg. So her bathing suit changed.
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
When I was little, me and my cousin would bring like duffel bags worth of Barbies to the cabin.
We were waking
up one morning and mice had chewed up all of our Barbies.
Oh, no.
And I was devastated.
I don't know what's worse.
They let you alone, but they didn't chew. Wait, they chewed up your Barbies, but you didn't know that they were there. Wait, did you sleep over there or you just left them there?
In my cabin. I was sleeping. It was like a one-bedroom cabin.
So a horde of mice came in, destroyed your Barbies, and left you guys alone?
Where were you? Were you staying with Cinderella? Well, why were there a horde of mice fucking with your things?
Google black duck.
No, I will not. African-American duck. First off.
You know, Sherry, what happened was the bully boys in the neighborhood came and destroyed your Barbies
at
night.
And then they fucked
them. And let you think that mice did it.
And then they fucked your dolls.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, whatever gets them off.
That's how Barbie got pregnant.
Yep, that's how that pregnant Barbie came around.
The balls of them, no pun intended, to have a pregnant Barbie and the fact that none of them have genitals.
Let me pull that up. I want to pull up the more info on that pregnant Barbie because I remember they only had it for a little while and it was actually controversial when it first came out.
I Googled a black duck and that's what I got. What was I supposed to be looking for?
Black Duck, Minnesota.
I can't really trash. Sorry, go ahead.
It's like Canada's.
Oh, no. There were so many of these. Okay. There's a lot of the 10 controversial Barbies. A pregnant Barbie, which I already posted the picture of that one. Barbie was a doll, blah, 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 blah. Unfortunately, fans argued that the Midge was originally marketed as a teenager having her pregnant wasn't the best idea. Now, the next one is really racist. It's called Oreo Barbie. This is for real. Look at this picture. Look what Oreo Barbie looks like. Oreo Barbie, another odd release the people of Mattel unleashed on the world. Oreo Barbie, a cross promotion with Nabisco, as they usually did. Mattel made an African American version of the doll. Unfortunately, Oreo is something used derogatory to belittle someone seeming black on the outside but white on the inside. That one's pretty bad. Pooper Scooper Barbie. That was a Barbie that came with a little puppy, and you could scoop up the fake poop. See? There you go.
So...
I just found the best Barbie of all time. Wheelchair Barbie.
Oh, no.
No way.
Wheelchair Barbie. Boom.
Wheelchair Barbie.
Always That's interested in encouraging cool. inclusion. Mattel released Barbie's friend, Becky, who was in a wheelchair bound in 1997 after a terrible motorcycle accident. No, I just made that part up.
They have
She's only worth $25 right now.
This was a great idea until a teenager with cerebral palsy pointed out that Becky had her wheelchair would not fit in Barbie's dream house.
Aww.
The dream house doesn't have ramps.
Oh, no.
Here's the thing is I want to trash Sherry for her collecting this shit. There's really no difference between that and like when I was younger getting the Ninja Turtle toys. Mm. I had all of them.
All of them. Dutch, so, I had all of them. Casey Jones.
Hold on. Do you have the Technodrome?
Of course, I had the Technodrome.
Helicopter.
Yes, hold on. The blimp.
Party wagon.
Party wagon, blimp, a cheapskate. I had foot soldiers. I had all the turtles. I had the original ones with the soft heads.
Did you have a pizza thrower?
Of course. I had Casey Jones, the original April O'Neil in the yellow costume, Baxter the Fly. I had Krang. I had Shredder. I had Mecha Shredder. I had the robot turtle. I had all the turtles with the soft heads and all the turtles with the soft heads were the first ones, but they had to re-release them.
Yeah, fuck the soft heads. No, it was all about
then
the
there was
heads.
A hard, exactly.
Here's what the greatest like marketing deploy or whatever you want to call it that they had
D-plane.
Was that thing. You would get the action figure. It had like the plastic covering and it had that big cardboard like glued on thing on the back. Mm. You flip it over on the back. It says also available, and it showed all of the other action figures that you didn't have and that you had to
of
save
course.
Up to get.
Dude, I know exactly.
I saved all those backs just so I could like look at, dude, I was just sitting there. I didn't even know what jerking off was, but it, you know, when you're
Dutch.
7 or 8 years old, whatever made you come, that's what that was. You're sitting staring at it going, oh, I have to have this.
Not only that, you know, I even had the special one, like because they would just resell them all the time, like just add something. I had the sports one where each turtle was like was a football player.
Of course.
The other one played hockey. Then
I wasn't into the novelty. I was into the actual characters from the show and having all of them.
Favorite turtle, go.
The novelty ones, not so much.
Favorite turtle, go.
Oh, Raphael all day long.
Yeah, Raphael, pretty
good.
He
was an asshole. He was great.
I liked him.
He was number one. Number two was Donatello because he was smart and he had a bow staff.
You really like bow staffs.
I thought Michelangelo was kind of an idiot, and I thought Leonardo was a prima donna.
You know, I think Leonardo just tried really hard, okay? He was a leader.
Hey, that's just it. They keep calling him a leader, but he was soft.
Yeah, I know he was soft. Look,
Raphael
should have been
a leader.
In a perfect
let's be honest here.
In a perfect world, we would all
in
be
the real
Dutch.
World. Raphael
in the real world,
ran that group.
Hold on. In the perfect world, we would all like to be Raphael. But let's be honest here:
no.
world needs
the
Leonardos.
He was the leader.
The world needs the Leonardos.
Yeah,
Raphael was a rebel. Pussies. Raphael was a rebel. He was a loose cannon. He would go off script. He'd get captured all the time. I don't know if you remember, but Corey Feldman did his voice in the movie, and he got beat up. And April O'Neil had to help bring him back to health in a bathtub. Is that what you want to happen? You need people like Leonardo, okay? You need them.
Who was his gecko girlfriend? What was her name?
Oh, fuck. I forgot.
Oh, man. She lasted, like, I think 3 episodes in the cartoons. Mitch, did you ever watch the show?
Not the show, I don't think.
What? What did you watch as a kid?
You either did or you didn't.
What did you watch as a kid?
I remember having Ninja Turtles, but was that on cable or was it on...
No, it was Saturday morning cartoons!
ABC morning cartoons.
Every...
You're making him angry.
I don't remember my childhood.
You know what? I'm mad at you. I'm not talking to you for the next 10 minutes.
I'm with Mitch. I remember very little.
So terrible.
Hey, shithead, I just added you to the conversation.
Can a nigga talk about He-Man?
No. No, a nigga can't.
I love He-Man.
Well, fuck He-Man. We're still talking about... Hold on. Oh, wait. No, dude, she had an artist name as well. Oh, shit. It was...
I gotta pull it up now.
No, it was the famous painting by Leonardo.
Mona Lisa?
Yeah, Mona Lisa. That was her name, right? Royce, back me up.
I'm looking it up. Give me a second.
Back me up, Royce.
You gotta give me a second. I'm looking it up.
I think it was Mona Lisa or some kind of a playoff of that name.
Yeah, Mona Lisa, Ninja Turtles. Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, bam, bam. I nailed it. 4-1 for Joel.
Man, those frogs really did teach you about the Italian Renaissance.
Frogs, huh?
Turtles.
What part of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are frogs?
You're thinking of Battletoads, Dutch.
I don't know. They look more like frogs.
Don't defend her.
They don't look like frogs. I'm not defending her. They don't look like frogs. They look like turtles.
They look like frogs.
How do you confuse it? The name is... Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Ninja like,
yeah, because they were always turtling.
You're a Teenage Mutant Ninja hater.
They were frogs that always had to poop a little, but were too afraid to get to a toilet, and they would turtle it.
None of that's true.
They fucking look like frogs.
When they added that stupid thing in the...
They look like frogs.
They don't look like frogs. They look like turtles. They have shells.
How many, yes, how many frogs do you see that have shells?
How many turtles do you see that have bow staffs?
Fuck,
that's not
shut up,
Doug.
She kind of got us there.
You didn't get us at all, because they're ninjas, and ninjas have bow staffs.
You know what? You're right.
Teenage mutant.
You know what? I'm back on Dutch's side.
Turtle.
How many ninjas do you see with brightly colored face masks?
Mutant turtles, I do.
Easy. Sub-Zero, Scorpion, Reptile, all the Mortal Kombat ninjas have brightly colored masks. Boom! In your face!
Yeah, how many ninjas do you see on an all-pizza diet?
The turtles need fucking carbs. They gotta carb up before the karate.
For crying out loud.
Come on. Don't fucking hate.
It's not that we hate. It's just she's not getting this. Like, we've explained all of your questions fairly simply. You think they're frogs.
They're not frogs. Have shells.
They look slimy.
They're not slimy.
Turtles are farthest thing from slimy. Really.
No, I know turtles are, but they look slimy.
They're not.
They're turtles.
They live in the sewer.
I'm going to hurt you.
They have to live in the sewer because society will not accept them, Marie. Hello?
Underground lair.
Stinky turtles.
What do you want them to do? You want them to fucking walk around in Manhattan with fucking turtle? No. Yeah, they wear that trench coat thing, but that doesn't fool anybody. Everyone knows. Look at their feet. You would think they'd wear shoes, but they don't have to because they're turtles. Why should they change because society won't accept them? That's true. You're a turtle phobe. That's what your problem. You're a bigot against turtles.
Turtle shaming.
Turtles and frogs are not the same, okay? Not all reptiles are the same, you fucking racist.
No, they kind of look like a turtle. Or a frog. They look like a frog.
I hate your voice.
Naked turtles.
Those are naked turtles?
This is like Ninja Turtle porn now. This is pretty getting hot.
All right, it's getting better in here now.
Sabers, though? I mean, yeah. It's not really following the whole universe, but...
You're worried about continuity in a porno?
A little bit.
Are you really worrying about continuity in a porno?
Oh, I like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles a lot better when it's four hot girls.
Wow. I didn't know they had a Ninja Turtle porno.
I don't know. They kind of all look like frogs.
All right. Just based on that picture that Maul posted,
woof.
Body painting is one of the hottest things.
I
figured out that's one of my fetishes. I didn't know
that. Oh, body painting? Body painting is fantastic.
Body painting is fucking hot, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that really... And I've only hooked up with one girl who had that. I think I actually showed you pictures of this a while ago. One of the girls, she was in, like, well, whatever. Yeah. I think that's one of my fetishes, is body painting.
Why do those
really
ladies have
hot to me.
Why do those ladies have lightsabers though?
Were you not listening?
No.
Okay.
But why lightsabers?
Where's the beef?
But why lightsabers? But why male models?
They're bringing X-Files back. Speaking of fucking Duchovny,
Did you guys ever watch that show?
No, I've never watched it. No,
never got into it.
Maybe I would have liked it now, but back then I wasn't into that. So, look at those Ninja Turtle butts.
They're all fat though.
The one on the left is kind of an uggo.
They're all a little fat though. Right?
You have higher standards. Though. You have too high standards. Ooh, that body paint. Look at that Michelangelo. There you go.
I like that.
There you go.
Maul is tapping into my thing.
Yeah, that's fucking hot. What are you guys laughing at, you assholes?
She's watching Ninja Turtles porn.
Is it good?
What? All right, post it. Come on, we have to look at it real quick.
Ninja
before we go
Turtles.
To break.
I can't play the video on Ustream, but I could.
Well, just post a link in the chat, and for the listeners who are listening on the X videos, of course.
They have such big dicks.
No.
It's animated porn.
I want to see those big dicks.
Oh, it's animated. If it's animated, I can play it on. Then I can play it on Ustream. Hold on.
I want to see these big dicks.
Oh, goodness.
What?
It can only fit the head in.
Sherry.
Hold on, let me play it. Now I have to.
Why? Why? And she's still in her yellow jumper, too. That's the thing.
About to be a yellow and white jumper.
They got a little lazy with this animation. We don't have to have the sound.
Sure we do.
I can't believe we're finally doing this.
And just fast, just like click in the middle somewhere.
It's like CGI. Oh, there's. Oh, they do have big dicks. You were right.
Giant green penises.
Look at those big turtle dicks.
Well, yeah, they're mutants.
Fact.
So you know, I wonder if that's what turtle dicks really look like.
Someone had to take the time to animate this. Like, they didn't take the time to make a sex video and post it. No, they took the time to make this. This is days and hours and weeks of work.
In that order.
There is an audience for this. I mean, I told you guys that one time, like when I was hooking up with this girl who was like, when I used to be in a band, and there was this girl who was like one of the promo girls for the record label that I was signed to. My band was signed to at the time.
Wait, skip to 4:15. Keep talking.
Skip to
4:15 of my story or on
oh god, I saw what's happening at 4:15. It's a turtle cum shot. Yeah.
Is it green?
Teenage Mutant Ninja cum shot.
Continue with your story.
Oh, well, long story short, she was into we were screwing around, and then in the middle of us making out and about to have sex, she turns on anime porn. I was like, what the? All right, I'll go with this.
What's wrong with anime porn?
Nothing wrong with it. It just took me off guard because this girl was
really good looking. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. It was that kind of stuff. You're into this? She's like, yeah, I fucking love it.
You fuck me good.
Yeah. But, well, then it wasn't in English, obviously, but it was all that, like, you know, whimpering kind of like unsexy sound. I don't know. Japanese people are weird, man.
We already discussed this, Dutch. When you lose a world war, you get fucked. Germany, Japan, you lose a world war sexually, they become fucking weird. The fuck animals.
They're like, shitting on each other. Actually, I think both of their porns shit on each other.
Oh, yeah, Shiza. That means shit in German.
My whole thing
shit the bed over here. Marie,
I'm ready to take you
thank
a break.
You.
All right, guys, we're going to break. When we come back, hopefully Dutch's thing won't shit the bed anymore.
Dude,
stay tuned.
Died on me.
Don't go to sleep. You're everyone welcome. Stay up. Thank you, everyone that is listening. If you leave, we will curse you, and we will send Teenage Mutant Ninja Frogs right to your home, and they will kill you.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep key.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlife Radio!
Hey, everyone. It's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired.
Go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to our show Thursday nights from 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2?
Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
You know the way at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie.
And to the Italians?
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans?
Hey, man.
Spain? Singapore?
Oh. Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Hi, this is Ashley, host of Antisocial Gamer Radio, telling you to come listen to my show every Tuesday at 9 p.m. UK time, 4 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com. Every week I like to talk about all the latest stuff going on in the gaming world, what's been coming out, what's new releases, all the topics that you like to hear. I'll be talking about it every single week.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh.
Oh, Deborah.
Kind of does.
I barely touched her. Come on. Oh. Oh, it was my brother. Look at him. He's bigger than me. Come on. Oh. Come on, everybody loves me. I got twins. Come on. Oh, let's go Home Depot. Come on.
Fess up, Raymond. You know it was you. They got you on video.
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on. We're talking over here.
Oh, man. I'm dying. So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember, Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever. It's still news. So fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player.
Listen to the Hippo Juice show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Now, DB. It's so deep, an interesting show. It won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want. The best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. DP, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast. I say DP. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's DV. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DV Podcast.
DV.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
And you're about to get a Skype call there.
Here we go. Answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, any drop me. That's fantastic.
was under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow.
This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping.
Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry, look, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of
morelikeradio.com? Because mean people need to laugh too.
So why male models?
Think about it, Derek. Male models were genetically constructed to become assassins. They're in peak physical condition. They can gain entry to the most secure places in the world. And most important of all, models don't think for themselves. They do as they're told.
That is not true.
Yes, it is, Derek.
Okay.
Yeah. Think about any photo shoot you've ever been on.
You're a monkey, Derek! You're a monkey! Dance, monkey! In your little spangly shoes! Bash your cymbal, Simpy!
Dance, Derek, dance!
Good point.
But if this has been going on for so long, Mugatu...
Well, he's just a punk-ass errand boy working for an international syndicate of fashion designers. You do a little background check on your Mr. Mugatu, you'll find that he sold his soul to the devil for a shot at the big time.
But why male models?
Serious? I just told you that a moment ago.
Right.
Second hour of Dutch Royce. MoreLikeRadio.com. If you guys want to get in touch with us, there is 954-573-2780. Or jump into the chat room at MoreLikeRadio.com/live. When we're live, 10 to midnight every Tuesday, obviously on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, Dutch, guess what? We have a charity for the More Like Radio live event.
Yes, we do.
Boo! What's it for?
And we're going to partner up with the Big Cat Rescue in Tampa.
Ooh!
We're going to give money to the kitties.
That's a big cat? Yeah. Like for tiger? I'm scared of tigers, though.
It's okay. They're not going to be there.
Tigers feed on people, though.
They're not going to actually be...
Like, they develop taste for humans. They have a huge problem in India. I don't want to have a problem in South Florida. What are you doing? Or North Florida. Or any part of Florida.
Central.
Okay, so here's the thing, Dutch. Is that...
So we're sponsoring human-killing felines.
No, see, it's a rescue. So people that thought, wow...
Rescuing people that got attacked by these things? Yeah, I'm all for that, but I don't want to...
No. See, people sometimes think that getting a lion is a good idea as a cub, and then all of a
sudden, kidding me.
Wait, yeah, it's not.
Well, it's a great idea when they're cubs.
Can I have a killer whale?
Asshole.
You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded.
So wait, they actually will get this is legit, like large cats?
Yeah. Basically, they rescue these cats at
What about an ocelot?
They have those. Lynx, they have those. They have all kinds of kitties.
Wait, so
these things up for adoption?
No. The whole point of the big cat rescue is
I don't want a big old cat that might just eat me.
No.
It's not an adoption agency.
You see that video of that leopard that took a guy's scalp off? It was awful.
No. See,
Marie.
They want to shut themselves down once they're done rescuing the cats. They don't want to continue to be around.
I've never heard of an organization that wants to shut themselves down.
Well, hopefully no more people buy big cats as pets.
No more or no less.
The whole thing is that sometimes people buy big cats and then they can't handle them. And so this rescue is a place where they can take care of them.
And makes sense.
Eventually, hopefully people won't be buying lions and tigers anymore. And
or bears, oh my.
Right. So this is a 501c3 charity. They're a non-for-profit. They're just taking care of these cats. And they are totally excited to be partnering with More Like Radio.
Yes.
And kitties.
So that's yeah. So that's
have a bunch of really big boxes lying around, and the cats just hide in them all day.
That's I don't think that's how lions operate. And is that what you think they do?
I bet they do. I bet I can find a lion in a box.
Of course, statistically, you could find that. But
how did you find this organization, though? That's a very specific.
It's near us.
It's actually very near my parents. We drive by it all the time.
Wow. Is this a problem in Florida? Like,
a lot of people get cats as fucking pets because the laws are very lax here, and you can't have a lot of these weird animals, but then they can't handle them, so these places have to take care of them.
Wow.
Those fucking tigers, and they're in boxes. See?
The tigers are playing in a box just like a little cat.
A tiger.
I want a tiger. Let's buy one. I hear the laws are lax.
Anything that has orange eyes, you know that thing is wanting to rip your head off.
Girls can't dodge because girls can't watch nature shows, especially about cats. It's retarded because you know how I said before they would watch Blackfish, they were watching, it was Marie and our friend Joyce, so they were watching this nature show, and whenever the ones with cats would come on, both of them would yell kitty and go, I want one. And I would have to explain several times why neither one of them can own a lion.
It's a killing machine.
You know, you want to know the worst part about us was we wanted to watch animals while we were hungover, but we finished two animal documentaries and we moved on to working dogs because we're like, well, that's going to be adorable. You know, dogs doing little jobs. It's going to be adorable. Fuck. And then it opens up with a story about a boy that has autism and he's waiting to get his dog. And we're like, I don't want to fucking watch his autistic kid. And we just turned it off.
No compassion for people, but for animals, all the compassion.
All the compassion.
I said it first. I'm like, I really don't want to watch this kid with autism. And she goes, okay, good. Neither did I.
No one wanted to be the dick, apparently.
That is an anomaly I still have to wrap my head around. It's like people who care way more about animals than they do about people.
I know a lot of people like that. I was excited to tell my boss.
I know you.
I was excited to tell my boss that we got the big cat rescue. And she goes, oh, that's great. I'm like, I know. I'm so happy to be giving it to animals instead of to people.
What about
she goes,
homeless shelters?
I get it. Nope.
No, fuck them.
Nope, fuck those.
You know how many people don't want our whore money, Dutch? We were trying to give it to kids first, but they don't want our whore money.
They don't want it.
For real. What? Swear to you.
The kids didn't want our money.
People don't want our whore money.
Wait, so you talk to...
Yeah. Apparently, at least kids' organizations don't want our whore money.
Because the way it's being raised is raunchy.
It is.
Wait, so they would rather not have money towards their cause than because of where it's coming from?
Yes.
But everything's good now because I like
cats. That makes sense.
I like cats more than kids anyway. So that works out for me.
So they put their image above the actual cause. That's great. Way to go, charity.
When I called the cat rescue, by the way, this dude that I spoke to was so appreciative. Like, thank you so much. Because, like, because you know, they as a matter of fact, you're going to like this, Dutch. Another reason I like them. He goes, look, I have to be honest with you. Are you going to promote on social media? I go, yeah, of course we are. And he goes, well, I'm just
we're also going to promote, you know, tits and ass and everything else.
But he doesn't care about that. He doesn't care about that. But then he goes, I wanted to warn you guys that there's a lot of activists that don't like us. So there might be people attacking you. Like he was like really concerned. And I go,
don't worry. We got a bigger army.
You know what I said to him? I go, I laughed. I go, that's awesome. I go, I don't care. Bring it. Like I'll laugh if they're stupid because you know there's
it's like Napoleon coming up against a bunch of Welshmen. We're good.
There's people because then there's the people that are super extremists who are like they shouldn't even be in rescues. They should be released back in the wild. Not understanding that these animals cannot be because they were they're raised by people, so they can't. You know, they would get murdered.
That lion
does not know how to lion.
Right. He's not a that tiger in that box is not going to survive killing an antelope. That's for goddamn sure.
Want to know why? Because first of all, not only is his face stuck in a palm box, but he's sitting there next to a lion. They're not supposed to exist in the same environment.
And that lion is looking at the tiger.
Just waiting his turn. Like me next.
It's like, hey, I want it in that box.
Hey, can I fit in that box too?
Hey, let me get in on that box action. They're so dumb.
I'm next.
Oh my god, that gif that Maul just posted of a bear being afraid of a baby cub lion. Oh, it's so cute. I can't handle it. Oh no.
Oh, you broke Marie again.
Oh no.
Oh, what's the hashtag?
Murray with
Killian. Yeah, Kilmarie with cuteness. That thing has been going on strong on Facebook. If you guys want to get involved in that.
Other people that don't know our show get absorbed into Kilmarie with cuteness. They're just like, oh, I love all the posts that go on in there. It's adorable. So I have
that bear is so afraid.
So I have a story from today, if there's time.
Why are you talking like your little Miss Teacup?
Because you just saw Cats.
I'm still looking at the kitty.
That's the sorry. Problem. That voice is going to keep going until the cats get out of
until the cats
room.
Go away. I have to get angry again. No. So today I had my very first experience where I was told that a little high school kid had to shadow me in a meeting because he was doing like a like day internship at, you know, a place of work thing.
Oh, yes.
I've never had that happen before, but
ooh,
it was.
What happened? Okay, first of all, what was his or her name?
Well, let's just call the person Bob. We'll call him
Bob.
So I had a meeting with the Bobs. No.
Bob! What about Dan?
No. Stop! Not, no.
Stop!
No. This is going to
take... I will call him Alan.
Stop! Okay, I like that.
What about Steve?
Steve!
Any one of the names are fine! Any one of these are fine! Just stop them!
Done.
Seriously, stop.
Moosen.
So my boss.
I don't like change.
So like 2 days ago, my boss got emailed by her boss saying, "Hey, you have to have this person's friend's son come shadow you for like a meeting or something. Just get him off
okay,
my
hold
back."
On. Real quick, was this person in? It was Bob in high school. Was he in when college?
He was 17, right?
When we got the first message saying that there was going to be somebody shadowing us, that it was somebody's son, we weren't told how old it was. And so we were giggling like, either this is like a 10-year-old or it's a 40-year-old that's still living in the basement of like a CEO. And they're just like, get this person out of the house. So we had no idea.
So what was Bob's first words to you when you walked in the office?
Well, we found out that Bob was actually 17 and he was a junior in a local high school around here. And so he walks into our meeting. We had him for an hour and he could.
What would you rate him on 1 to 10? Like, you know, if you were like a pedophile school teacher and you had to fuck him.
Like a rapist? Like.
Yeah. You were one of those hot like school teachers or whatever. Or
he was up there. I mean, you could tell.
He's a good looking kid?
You could tell he was a popular kid, you know, just like.
Okay.
And I found out later that he was on the swim team.
Ooh.
Yeah. So he walks in and he looks like he couldn't have wanted to be there any less.
Oh, you hate it?
Oh my God. He was just like, I don't even think he was listening to what was going on. And at first we were like, I thought he asked to be there, but I guess it was a school thing where they were forcing them to shadow in a company or corporation or something like that.
He's probably one of those like good students where like he had one of those advanced classes where it was like a
I don't think he was
class.
A good student. He was not a good student. I will tell you what he was.
How long do I have to be here for?
I'll tell you what he was. He was a little rich snot.
I got GTA 5 for the PS4. I want to play it. I don't know why my dad makes me come here. He's like, you're going to learn a valuable lesson. I was like, fuck you, bro. Like, I just want to go home. And it's like, I got to be in fucking this fucking shithole.
This kid was a total snot.
Was
so
he an asshole?
He could not care. He couldn't have given any fucks. Like, he was giving negative fucks. So it was just me and my boss, and we were just having our weekly status. So we're just going over the things that we're working on. And my boss is very nice and animated and talkative. And so she was trying to incorporate him and make him feel welcome and to explain what we were talking about and just turning.
How much
and, like,
incorporation did you try to let him feel into?
Well, she did a lot of the talking. I was also trying to do
the
same thing.
Did you not give a shit at all?
No, I mean, I mean, if he was there or not there, I didn't care. We were just doing our status thing, but it was just like, we were trying to explain to him what we were talking about so he could get some value out of it. We were like, okay, if he's going to be here, let's help him out and, you know, tell him what we do and stuff like that. So she was like pausing and like, oh, so why did you choose, you know, coming here as opposed to anywhere else? And he goes, well, and he talked really slow. See, I kind of procrastinated and I'm friends with, you know, one of the higher ups over here, and
he got stuck with you guys.
And so, yeah, so I just chose this one. I mean, the building looked nice. Like Disney, that was his answer, and we're like, okay. And then, you know, we were asking him, like, you know, what's one of your favorite restaurants out of all of them? And he said one of the higher end restaurants where I know it's like $50 a plate easily for an entree. And he's like, yeah, my family goes there all the time. It's really the only one that we all agree on. And I'm just like, okay, so you're a fucking rich snot because apparently the family is able to afford $300 dinners every other day. And then he said he was on the swim team. And I'm like, okay, this fucking piece of shit is ungrateful as all get out. And then we're like, oh, so where do you want to go to college? And he goes, somewhere out of state. You know, it's like, I don't want to go anywhere cold, but I don't want to be near my family. Oh, you mean the family that's paying for all your rich ass dinners and your swim clubs and your probably private schools? Those
Well, maybe that's asshole. The reason why he wants to get away from him, because he's like, hey, I'm not living life normally. Maybe I should get out and be on my own.
I want to struggle.
He's not fucking garden stating it, okay?
No.
Garden stating it.
He's not fucking.
Yeah, he's
not
going to go scream in a pit.
No. He was an ungrateful little twat. And my boss is so apologetic when we got out of. She's like, I'm sorry. That was a total waste of time. I'm like, don't apologize to me. You were forced to do it too. Let's just look at this as a life lesson and another reason why we're not having children. And she goes, agreed.
Sorry, when you said ungrateful little twat, like there was a lot of venom in the way you said that. I'm sorry. That was very funny.
I hated him. I hated him so much. Yes, Maul. He was Macaulay Culkin. No, Macaulay Culkin at least had intelligence and he was clever and he thought of things. This guy had not a thought in his head. Not a thought.
I know one thought he probably had in his head.
What was that?
Pussy.
Oh, yeah. He was probably thinking about the pussy.
Probably getting blowjizzes, you know, and handjos.
I'm trying to think, like, when I was 17 and I was forced to go to something that I didn't want to go to, I probably would be just as much of a dick.
No, see, I was never a dick to other people for no reason. I would be angry at the people that made me do the thing.
You're never forthright dickish. You're a little more backhanded dickish, where, like, after the fact, they go, I think that person was being a dick to me. Like, it wouldn't be, like, as clear as it, like a Royce and I would... You know that we hate you the second, you know, that you meet us, that kind of thing.
Right.
And then he let you guys know this is bullshit. I don't want to be here. You don't want me here. I know that. So I'm just going to not be fun.
I just always like tried to make the most even out of a bad situation. It's like I didn't want to be there, but you know, maybe I'll get something out of. No, this kid could not have cared any less.
Yeah.
And like I'll tell you what, even more so, like. The complex that I work at has it's surrounded by lakes, and there's a token alligator that's like our little mascot. Like there's a little alligator that's always floating around in the water out there, and he was floating on by in the meeting room that we're at, and we're like, oh hey, there's the alligator over there, why don't you go take a look at the elevator? And he's just like, meh.
I want to know if at any point did he wail this.
This is so boring and forever taking.
That's exactly what his eyes were saying. His eyes were saying that. He's like, I want to go back and hang out with my friends and do the drugs and stuff.
Did
that
you guys
do.
Ever do career day in school? Like, we're not just like this situation. We need to shadow somebody. But like, I remember I had to call a person at a record label because when I was a senior in high school in my career class, at the time, I was like, oh, I want to work at a record label or work for a band or maybe be a manager for a band or something like that. So I literally had to take time out of like a person who was like Epitaph Records and interview them for like a school project. And I knew the whole time I was on the phone with them, they were just going, I don't want to fucking talk to this piece of shit 17-year-old. Did you guys ever do that stuff in your school or no?
I did what? I actually, because I knew I was going to join the Army, so... I actually went to an Army base, me and David, and we went there and they were having their drill weekend or something like that. They were getting all ready for it and none of them wanted to really watch after us. So we just kind of walked around the base for a while and then we slept in his van and then we left in the morning. We didn't really learn anything.
You didn't learn anything?
No.
I never had to do any career day stuff as a older teenager, but as a younger child, I got to go with my dad on a take your daughter to work day. And that was back when he was in Pittsburgh, and I got to go into the tallest building that Pittsburgh has, the giant big black square triangular one.
6 full stories.
No, 63, 64 stories. And I remember as a kid, pretty much all I did was ride the elevator up and down all day and hopping up and down in it because it felt funny. That's what I remember. That and doodling on the whiteboards.
Your dad just let you ride the elevator all day?
Yeah, pretty much. I got to, we hung out in meeting rooms and doodled on the whiteboards. It was me and Amy Groschreiter. I remember that. Fucking me and Amy Groschreiter was doodling on the whiteboards and hopping up and down in the elevator all day long.
I went to take your child to work day with my mom once. She worked at a taxidermy office, and my brother might have dropped my jacket and some brains.
Ew.
Oh, wait.
Four brains. Deer brains. They were from.
They said a bucket full of brains.
Well, it wasn't a bucket. They were just kind of sitting on the ground. Plastic. That's my child.
Sounds sanitary.
Yeah.
Well, it's a taxidermy shop.
Sure was it a taxidermy shop or just like your neighbor's garage?
No, it was a taxidermy thought.
In a garage. It was a taxidermy shop in a garage, probably.
Wings and things.
Sounds like a chicken wing place.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a shame.
It does sound like Buffalo Wild Wings or something.
It is actually. Wings and Things is a chain.
Yeah. Wings. But with a lot less deer brains on the floor.
I would assume so.
I would hope so.
Just a little bit less.
Royce, did you have any career day, take your son to work day activities?
Well, my dad used to work at a jewelry store. He used to take me. I had to go
work
there.
Or rob?
No, work at a jewelry store. And that was just boring because he would just make me clean the glass with Windex. That's it.
The whole day?
The whole fucking day. Because what am I going to do? I would sit in his office and be bored or walk around the mall, I guess. So boring.
How spotless were those glass cases?
So spotless. So goddamn spotless.
Did you get to try on any of the jewelry?
Why would I? I was a dude. What am I going to put on a necklace? See how pretty I
but
look?
But you were a pretty little princess.
I was not a pretty little princess.
Did you try to sell any jewelry?
No, I didn't care. I didn't want to be there.
Oh.
It was terrible.
Oh, you were like that little twat.
No, I wasn't being a twat. I still did the work. But it's not, what am I going to learn from there?
He wasn't even fucking taking notes. He was just sitting there. I was so annoyed. Like, and she was like,
well, what would you rather have him do? Be interested in your job?
Well, we asked him.
He's
like,
a 17-year-old good-looking kid who's on the swim team and is rich and full of cum. Like, what were you expecting him to do?
Well, we asked him. We're like, do you have to write a paper or something about this afterwards? And he's like, yeah, I think I have to write some like 3 pages or something. I don't know. And we're like, well, what'd you take away from what you just heard? He's like, you guys do a lot of stuff.
That's literally said.
Pretty much. So we're like, okay. All right. Good call. I hope you get three pages out of that.
Well, are you ready for the new Super Troopers sequel that they're going to fund on Indiegogo?
I know Mitch is.
Mitch, why are you so mad?
Because Super Troopers was funny 14 years ago when it came out, but I don't think it would hold up.
Well,
also the sequel coming out, you know, 14 years later.
No, I hate the new thing now. I hate the new thing now is they immediately crowdsource something now. Like, really,
because the studios didn't want to pick it up because they're like, no, that's a terrible idea. But these guys are like, no, it's such a good idea because Super Troopers.
Well, you say whatever you want, but they're out of the 2 million that they need, they're at 1.2.
Are you shitting me?
1.2 million right now.
Wait, 0.2 or 1.2?
1.2 million.
It just started like, okay, this is
10 hours ago, yes. 10,697 people have donated. God,
there's 1.2 stupid million people.
So maybe there is an audience out there to watch it.
What was the name of that production group? It is basically the
Broken
same
Lizard.
Five guys. Dread.
Broken Lizard.
Broken Lizard, that's what it was. They had three, I think, movies, at least main ones out. There was Club Dread, obviously Super Troopers, and then Beer Fest, right?
Yeah, Beer Fest.
Have you seen Beer Fest recently, though?
Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah, and like the first time I saw it, I'm like, okay, this isn't bad, whatever. And then a couple months
halfway through the movie, it got really dumb.
A couple months ago, it was on TV, and I watched them like, this is actually not that great.
I'm gonna lie. I've seen Super Troopers a bunch of times. I never really thought it was funny.
Oh, I like that movie.
I know. And I know.
Blood Dread was also very funny.
I know I'm the odd man out with Super Troopers. I get it, but I just personally didn't think it was that funny.
Listen, this is what we got to do. Mitch knows how to do video and stuff like that. I know he was always interested in making a movie at some point. What we got to do is pick a popular comedy from the 90s that didn't go anywhere afterwards.
And Indiegogo
say,
it.
And say we want to make a sequel of it on Indiegogo.
Homeward Bound.
There's been a bunch of those already.
Like a Big Lebowski sequel or something like that.
That will never work because we're not going to be able to get Jeff Bridges on board. Or the Coen brothers, for that matter.
Just get a large Farva.
They're from Minnesota.
I don't want a large Farva. I want a large goddamn liter of cola.
Hey, Dutch, the carpet.
Hey, you just laughed there. Shut up.
The carpet really puts together the room. So what are you going to do?
Littering.
She's all that?
And
she's all that?
No. No.
Has
to be 90s? When Super Troopers came out, in 2001, right?
I mean,
the next
person
that says shenanigans, I'm going to shoot them in their face. Or no, I'm going to pistol whip. That's what it was. Sorry.
Yeah, good one, Dutch.
How about Rush Hour? Let's make another Rush Hour.
There's like three of them already. Four of them already?
Okay. How about a follow-up to My Cousin Vinny?
Joe Pesci's really old now. That's going to be
tough.
The
more I'm thinking about it, Super Troopers was hilarious, dude.
Okay, good for you. I'm glad you love it.
Not good for me. Good for everybody else except for you.
Fine. Good for everyone else except for me.
So okay. I married an axe murderer?
Mike Myers ain't doing shit, maybe. But was that movie that popular?
Sure.
Really? I don't think so. Well, check out the numbers on that movie. It couldn't have been made that much money.
Okay.
Because that was before Austin Powers.
Okay. Where do I look that up?
1.2 million. Man, you know, Mitch, if you watch the Indiegogo thing for Super Troopers 2, it's just going up like a counter. Like, people keep donating.
Oh.
Ding. Another donation.
1,000 people in 11 hours. Almost 11,000 people.
But is it because.
Is this true?
Yeah.
No. Hold on. Is this true? Hammy just said that Kevin Smith is making Mallrats 2.
Yeah, Mallrats 2. Jason Lee's on board. I'm fucking sick of him already. I used to love Kevin Smith, but enough's enough. Stop killing your own work, buddy.
He's remaking his own work.
It's getting tough.
He has to. He tried to branch out, and that didn't work out for him. Did you see Red State?
Yeah. No, it wasn't great.
Was it bad?
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
I didn't see it.
Box Office Mojo says, So He Married an Ex-Murderer. Domestic total gross was 11.5 million.
Yeah, that's not popular enough.
No?
Nah, it should be more than that.
Well,
Ball says Space Jam is what they should.
With LeBron James? Yeah, but the thing is, how are we going to get LeBron James? Like, the problem is that someone would already make that right now. No, it has to be something that was really popular but never had a sequel, but that was funny.
Super Troopers would probably be the best one if you're thinking about it. Like, that
Shut
was,
up. Just because that's the one you're thinking of.
Napoleon Dynamite?
Rushmore.
Rushmore, no, we can't because that's another fucking what's that fucking pretentious director's name?
Mm-hmm.
The one who did all those fucking.
See,
Robin Hood Men in Tights.
She says that Red State's good.
No, it wasn't.
I've never seen it. Was it a good movie?
Terrible.
I wanted to like it because I heard it was terrible, but it was a Kevin Smith thing, and I'm like, I want to like this. I want to like this, and I just couldn't.
What was bad about it?
It was about a cult, and it just had no payoff at the end.
Yeah.
It seems like he ran out of budget, or he just forgot to write the ending to the movie. So, like, okay, just kind of improvise, and then it ended.
Why don't we do a new 10 Things I Hate About You?
Heath Ledger's dead.
Yes! But no, just, like, swap out the cast. New cast. New young cast.
That's not a bad title for 10 Things I Hate About You 2, Heath Ledger's Dead.
you're right. I'd watch that. 10 Things I Hate About You. 10 Things I Hate About You 2, Heath Ledger's Dead. I'd watch that.
I'd watch that too.
But how are we? He's dead though. Still, I mean, that doesn't change the fact that he's dead.
Well, nothing ever changes the fact that he's dead. Well,
nobody said I was good at writing scripts. I'm just good at writing titles.
Maybe we get Jared Leto to replace him. He's replacing him as Joker.
Yeah, but
he'll
only film during sunsets.
Jared Leto's 30 Seconds to Mars bullshit. We get it. You're existential.
You're right. It's always
it's now to a point where every time I see a sunset, I think of Jared Leto. Leto?
It's both ways.
Leto. Leto?
Bisexual.
Tomato, potato, whatever.
Someone Photoshop 10 Things I Hate About You too. Please.
Ooh, you had to change the entire cast. Who's the no tit chick in that movie?
Who was the no tits?
Yeah,
chick?
The one from the dancing movie, the one no tits.
Julia Stiles.
Yeah, Julia
really
no tits.
Shorted it down.
It was Heath Ledger, Julia Stiles, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, well, that's right, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He's still around.
He is still around.
We can use him.
Of course we can. And then some no names.
Someone spent $35,000 on this Indiegogo campaign.
I saw
troll car.
I saw.
For what?
For the Super Troopers 2.
Oh, okay.
Like the police car that they use in the movie, you get to keep it. $35,000.
And they get a producer credit.
What if we did a new Groundhog's Day?
Bill Murray wouldn't do Bill Murray doesn't do sequels. He doesn't like them. They had to like basically force him to do Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, he's so pretentious.
No, he's not. He's awesome. Bill Murray's the coolest actor of all time.
Who's worse, him or Jim Carrey as far as like douchebaggery goes?
Who?
Jim Carrey.
Bill Murray's awesome.
Bill Murray's cool. I was joking about Bill Murray.
Yeah, but there's plenty of times where you hear stories about like him just like not showing up to set and just being a complete dick.
But he shows up to fucking parties now, like college parties. And have you read like the one of the funniest ones is when he just walked up to a dude's was eating in a cafeteria. Bill Murray just walked up, ate his fry, and said, "They'll never believe you," and walked away. That's fucking amazingly funny to do.
That is amazing, but it's so self-grandizing at the same time.
It's hilarious. Or the time that he just showed up at a party and bought it and started doing the dishes for people, like a frat party. And then he goes into the kitchen and he just started doing the guy's dishes. It was hilarious. Yeah, he's funny. Shut up. It's Bill Murray. I'll take Bill Murray any day over Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even a contest.
No. No, it's not. All right, so we're doing 10 Things I Hate About You too?
I don't know.
Someone set up that Indiegogo right now.
No,
we'll get like $3 million.
Let's make Cheers the movie.
Has no one ever done that?
No, you know, Mitch, no one's ever done a Cheers the movie. We got to reboot it, though, the whole thing.
No, we'll use the same actors.
You still want to use Tony Danza? Not Tony Danza. What was his name?
Tony Danza.
No, Tony Danza was Who's the Boss? Who's the Boss, the movie?
I think we answered the question.
Ted Danson, there you go.
Are we using Christy Alley or the blonde chick?
Chris, both.
Both of them?
Yeah, if it's a movie, you get all the whole cast.
And Woody Harrelson?
Danny DeVito's ex-wife.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, she's alive.
Cool. Are the other guys still alive?
I think everyone from...
Norm?
Woody Harrelson's alive.
Is Norm?
Norm's still
alive.
I
think I've only seen one full episode of that show. That's
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
I got it. We'll make a Frasier movie. The TV show Frasier.
No.
Pretty sure at least one of them are dead.
No, all the Frasiers are alive.
Are they? Kelsey Grammer?
Kelsey Grammer's alive.
Is he?
Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, he's very still much alive.
No idea.
If no one's talking to me, I assume they're dead.
He did like this terrible TV show for like Bravo or some bullshit that had one season.
I haven't seen The Simpsons in so long, I didn't know if Kelsey Grammer was still alive or not.
Yeah.
Because you know him from is Sideshow Bob.
Yes.
That's how you keep track of celebrities if they're business on The Simpsons. That's how you knew Phil Hartman died when there was no more Troy McClure.
Aww. Hashtag too soon.
All right. I got a list of, not a list, but like a collection of breakup excuses that are just ridiculous. And I kind of wanted to, well, here you go. I'll just start reading them. It's just basically ridiculous breakup excuses you won't believe anyone actually really used. My boyfriend told me to stop wearing my Disney sweaters, so I broke up with him. I had to break up with my ex because he dyed his hair blonde and I realized he looked exactly like my brother. I had to break it off with my ex on, when I found out she wouldn't lick my ass.
Okay, fair.
After he told me
my ex because I found out she wasn't real.
Well, there's that too.
You didn't really have to break up with her.
I basically wanted to get it. I wanted to like give a few of these examples, and then I wanted to get you guys' opinion on.
And yes, you also didn't have to buy her a cell phone, Mitch. Because
one of the more fucked up.
Not fuck to her.
Wait, what are the weirdest reasons why you guys broke up with somebody, or what are the weirdest ones that like happened to you? Not weird, but like just.
Want me to go first?
Sure.
My ex-girlfriend, the one before Marie, so this is 10 years ago, I broke up with her because she cheated on me with her cousin.
Well, okay, you didn't have to say with her cousin. The cheated cousin part would have been alone.
She cheated on me with her cousin.
Was he a hottie, though?
I don't know, but she did cheat on me with her cousin because she admitted it to me.
How many years ago?
10.
10 years, man! 10!
Why do you have that?
I don't know.
What is that from?
Entourage.
Oh.
Why do I have that?
I don't have any awkward breakup stories to say.
Oh, Maul says you're going to make a live action Gargoyles. That's a good one, too. Sorry.
I didn't date anyone in college. And in high school, I kind of saw someone for like 2 weeks. But he started like the end of senior year. And we're like, okay, well, we're going to go to college now. So see ya.
I stopped talking to a girl because she laughed like a goose.
Oh, yeah. That's
was she a goose? Ones,
it, this is how like, I'm not joking. It was just like this honking sound that she made.
Did she have to cough afterwards?
I do because I have to push so much air out to actually try and replicate
also,
the sound.
Maybe stop smoking.
I was in there standing there going like, yes. It was like her exhale like made more sound than like the inhale. Like it was the worst. Even though she was a great, she was hot too. She was a great lady. But I was just like, I can't introduce you to my mother and other people with that laugh. Like, God forbid they make you laugh at one point.
Oh, it's annoying. Stop it.
Okay, fine. I'll stop. I'm sorry.
So in high school, this one kid
okay, I'll stop.
Asked me out at the lunch table, and he puts his hand on my left shoulder and he goes, if you were a pirate, would the parrot be on this shoulder? And then he moves his hand to the right shoulder and he goes, or this shoulder. And then he looks at me and he goes, and will you go out with me? And he did this in front of everybody.
Oh, boy. What did you do?
I was like, yeah. And then, like, by Sunday night, I'm like, no, honestly, like, I'm not interested.
Well, here's the thing. Good for you for not embarrassing that kid in front of everybody in high school and ruining his college career.
That is true.
And then he goes,
or high school career.
I went to Mall of America this weekend and I bought you a couple of the Alkaline Trio CDs. I guess you can still have them.
Hey, you got some CDs out of it.
Well,
hey, that's pretty good.
And here's the thing, the following week, and he was like metro punk rocker, I guess you could say. Like, he was Asian. He was cute, I guess. He had bushy emo hair bangs that were kind of spiky, and he wore really tight black clothing. And every once in a while, he wore wings.
Wait.
Like
those little, like,
legitimate
little
wings.
Fairy wings.
Like the butterfly wings, or like.
And you said yes because you didn't want to embarrass him in front of his classmates?
I hung out with the group of friends.
Dutch,
like,
Dutch.
I hung out with the punk rock kids, and he just happened to be a little gayer than the rest.
Hey, Dutch, you remember when you told Sherry good job for not embarrassing him in front of everyone?
He does it himself.
Take that back.
Yeah, I know. You really should have shut him down in that moment because that's ridiculous.
Was he wearing wings when he asked you?
No, hold on. I don't even get that pickup line. Like, that doesn't make any sense. It'd be one thing if it was like a clever like pun or like something involved, but putting his hand on one shoulder and then going to the other and saying, is your pirate here or here? Like, no, is he grazing your boobs on the way to the other shoulder? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, on this shoulder or this shoulder?
Or this shoulder, and then your arm goes across, so put your arm around her shoulders. You know.
Oh, wait, so you put it on one. Okay, so you put his right on your left and his left on your right. Okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
I thought he put his one hand on one and then moved it over to the other.
Oh, damn. He's an upgrade for me. Look at him.
But he wore wings.
Sometimes.
That's
he looks
strange.
Like he's in shape, because I'm not.
Yeah, he kind of looks like Glenn from The Walking Dead.
He can take care of himself.
So what you're saying is I need a new Asian boyfriend.
I'll be your Daryl.
Yes.
Can I have a motorcycle?
Dutch,
are
I'm
Asians
sure you
that much of a turnoff to women, like I've heard, like Asian men, mainly.
I've never been attracted to one.
Sherry, aside from wings guy.
No, I've never thought, hey, I would like to do you.
That's one kind of like disadvantage that I've heard like multiple times from any Asian dudes that I've met, including my younger brother. That it's just like, yeah, just white women don't even look at us like at all.
Maybe it's the penis thing.
I think that's what it is. It's like a stereotype, or it could be that.
I don't even think about it like that. I just keep thinking nerd.
And what would our kids look like? That kind of thing?
No, just nerd.
Really?
Just, oh, there's this one dude at the office. I'm just like, you are doing every stereotype. You're hurting yourself. Stop it. Stop it. He's so Asian. He's so Asian. Everything about him is just like, I just want to yell in his face, Asian! It's like, just, it's not attractive.
Here's the thing, like, Asian women are beautiful, but yes. It's harder to find a beautiful Asian man.
Not really attracted to Asian women either.
I never have, but I can see why guys would like it.
Oh, I get it, but nah, not my thing.
I
like butts.
With
I like butts. Then,
it's like, oh yeah, she's hot. You know, she's an Asian, whatever. And then after a while, I was like, yeah.
Right.
And Mr. Chinaman say in his Chinaman way, a ding-a-ling, a ching, a chong, a ching, a chong, too.
So yeah, never really paid much attention. You know how it is when it's like, when you say, oh, wow, that person's really attractive for a insert blank.
Never heard of that for the,
Huh?
Never heard that towards the Asians.
Oh, no, what I meant was in any culture, sometimes you'll be like, oh, that person is really attractive for a, and then insert whatever.
What about Jin from Lost? He was Asian. Wasn't he attractive?
Exactly. That would be like, oh, wow, Jin's a really attractive Asian looking guy. Yeah. Like, you have to put that little disclaimer
at the
end. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, for an Asian, he's really good looking.
Maybe we should stop putting pee-pee in our Coke and we'd stop being discriminatory towards him.
Maybe.
No, they have great bodies. I get that. You get, but he's still Asian. The one in the chat room, he's still Asian though.
Well, here's the thing: he doesn't look Asian though. He looks like an American Asian. Like their eyes are a lot wider.
Racist.
They have American and slash white features. Racist. Like, let's be honest here.
You're being racist.
Well, I'm just going. It's well documented. I'm very racist towards Asians. I told you about my old Asian boss that I had.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on Google Images. All I'm searching is for Asian man. And I'm going to show you the first picture that comes up.
Sure. Thank you. I would love to see that.
Okay, so...
Well, Mal, of course, I would fuck him, too. Look at his body.
This is the very first image on Google Image Search when you search for Asian man.
What a nerd.
Oh, see, nerd? That's the first thing you think. Nerd.
Nerd.
One.
I love you Asians because you do all the math and stuff, but I can't. I mean, I get it. You guys, you gotta do the image differently because it's either karate or math.
That's the thing. It's two. Okay. See, that's interesting because Marie, your first thing is like nerd, smart, math, like that kind of like. My first image is unfriendly asshole. Is my first image when I think of Asians. Because whenever I've dealt with Asians, it's always been them screaming or yelling at me. It's never been that type of the stereotype. It's always been the opposite end of them just being pieces of shit when it comes to business, when it comes to customer service, when it comes to anything.
Gotcha. Well, it kind of goes hand in hand because they have a lot of pressure to be the best all the time.
Yeah, because then they kill themselves with samurai swords, and
that's an old tradition which I don't think upholds. But I wouldn't be surprised if it did. Because
Japan still does have, I believe, the highest suicide rate because of that shit. Like they have like sex like twice a year sometimes. It's fucking crazy.
Two times a year?
Yeah.
Man, they're backed up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no wonder there's so much pressure.
And no wonder all
that animation porn.
And that and the fucking pixelated pubes.
Well, the thing is that they have to, like, create... Well, Dolly, to bring it around full circle, Sherry was talking about, like, somebody had to sit down and create this. Well, yeah, because they only get, like, 5 porn videos a year in that country, according to Royce's math.
They don't have a lot of sex. Considering how much they reproduce.
It's very odd.
No, I think they fuck all the time.
Okay, I know Metal Gear. His name is not Metal Gear. He's the guy that created Metal Gear. You can't just write Metal Gear is a 10.
No. Look at the next to the image.
Yeah. Hideous Kojima.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who made... And then
okay, because no, but you see how it's cut up, though? Why I thought that? I'm like, oh, he's not... His name's not Metal Gear.
Metal Gear is a 10.
I know he made the game.
Mal, you think he's a 10?
No, he's not. He's a fucking no. She just likes the video game. She's a fangirl.
I mean, he has nice glasses and hair, and he dresses well.
He looks like he should be driving a Honda Civic in Tokyo Drift.
Nah, he's okay. He looks rich.
That makes him a 10,
well,
I guess.
He is rich.
Exactly.
You women are terrible.
What? What?
My sister's that way. She's been saying for years how she wants to be a sugar mama.
Hey, it's not a bad life. You just have to put up with whatever asshole you just married. That's about it.
And put up your asshole every once in a while.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Man, I would love that. I need to find some like rich old broad. Like my buddy, my brother, Adam, has this like good friend. What's his name? I forget his name, but
Dan?
This guy is like a metrosexual, like looking like, you know, black guy, really good looking guy, you know, well built. He came out to the bar with us a couple months ago, and then there was this like, I don't know, like mid to late 50s white woman that was with him, and she was with him the entire night. And I was like, so is that his like guardian? Like, who is that? He's like, oh no, that's a sugar mom. I'm like, wait, what? And she's like, yeah, dude, she's worth millions, and he fucks her, and she buys him things. I was like, are you kidding me? And this kid is like, he's like 24, 25, and she's in her mid to late 50s. I was like, dude, if I could get that gig, if I would have gotten that gig when I was that age, hell yeah.
Eh.
No?
You still have to fuck her.
Well, exactly. That's why God created Viagra. And then you just have your own strange on the side.
Science created Viagra.
No, God did.
No, he did. He didn't.
God created science, which created Viagra.
No, God created 50-year-old rich white women, so this young black stud can have happiness. Royce.
Okay, I apologize. You're right. It's on me. Right? I didn't realize how big his dick was. Big old dick. Big old black dick.
Sorry, Sherry, you need to not distract people in opposite chat rooms, because you're wrong. She sent us a picture of a very confusing boy-girl-looking person with a dick, and it's not a strap-on. That's a real dick with a belt around the waist.
Well, I just wanted to show you that I used to have those socks.
Okay, but why did you set it on a tranny boy erect-looking person?
It's
a furry. Hold on. It's a little tranny furry. I'm looking at it now.
With wait, where is this?
Boner in this.
In the chat you refuse to be in, Dutch.
Which one? I'm in all of them.
No, you're in none of the chats that we're in.
Facebook?
Yes.
Because people post this kind of shit. You post people who have like furry boners, and it fills my timeline where my family members are also posting, and all of a sudden I get furry boners. It's like,
oh, these kind of messages go in private messages, not on walls. I have sued Ash out for posting stupid things where my dad could see it.
Exactly.
Look at the stomach. That looks like
you're going to get mad at me because I don't want to be part of this.
Yes.
I was searching Bukkake for some reason because Asian.
And there you go, Dutch. I sent you the picture.
Can you please isolate that?
I sent you the picture, Dutch, if you want to see what we're talking about. Check your Facebook.
There we go. What the?
It's so, confusing, right?
So wait, are we in agreement that that's a woman?
First off, that's a butt. That's a butt plug tail in the butt.
Yeah, that's definitely a guy.
It's a dude.
Yes, yeah, he's got no breasts. And
with very pretty hair and eyes.
Look at his eyebrows. He's definitely a guy.
His parents must be so proud.
Look at his stomach, though.
He's a skinny twink guy. Why am I looking at this still? Jesus
Christ. It looks like a... I've been looking at it basically since Sherry sent it.
What's wrong, Dutch? Are you catching the vapors? Hold on.
Tell me again how you got to this.
We were talking about Asians. I thought I would Google Bukkake, and I saw it, and I was like, I had those knee-high socks. So I thought I would share.
Bukkake is a lot of dudes coming on one person's face. How did this...
I was wondering, is your safe search on?
I don't know.
Yeah.
How does this happen?
If your safe search is on, though, then you shouldn't have gotten an erect penis.
Jesus.
Is your semi-safe?
So apparently this new thing is taking pictures of dogs where they look like penises when they're laying down, like furry penises.
That's not a new thing.
Well, it's hilarious.
Because their legs spread out to look like balls and then their head looks like the penis head and they just look like a penis lying on the floor. It's adorable. Everything about animals is adorable. Everything.
Dutch, I think it's time to wrap up, buddy.
I broke up with my boyfriend because he never played Legend of Zelda. I knew that I had my last girlfriend because she didn't accept my Kool-Aid addiction.
No, I wouldn't accept that. It's just sugar water.
Why would anybody do that?
Kool-Aid is something you drink as a baby, like as an adult.
There's better drinks out there.
So.
Now I kind of want Kool-Aid, though.
I broke up with my girlfriend solely because she was a Lady Gaga fan.
No, Lady Gaga's good.
That's not cool.
That's not cool.
All right. Royce, why are you better?
What? You're not supposed to do me first, you asshole.
I'm supposed to because then nothing else is taken.
I am better than you because I am still better looking than any Asian man.
Marie?
I am better than you because I have intern twats following me around.
Sherry?
I am better than you because I still own Barbies in the boxes.
Bitch. That's not better.
I am better.
We should have a category for worse. Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because I never wore wings.
So I love you. That main reason right there.
And I'm better than you because I actually broke up with a girl because she knew how to play ukulele.
What?
We will see you guys next week, Dutch and Royce, here at morelikeradio.com. Don't forget, tomorrow night is the Hippo Juice, obviously from 7 to 9 p.m. on More Like Radio. Don't forget to check out all of our videos on vimeo.com/morelikeradio. All of our shows, at least not all of them, but Hippo Juice and Dutch and Royce are all up there if you want to see the visual element of the show and if you want to see what we're talking about and everything like that. Obviously, download all of our shows on iTunes.
All of them.
Anywhere you can get podcasts, just search More Like Radio on Google. You'll find all of our shit. I'm sick of explaining this to you assholes. Do some work and stop making me talk for so long. All right, we'll see you guys next... We'll see you tomorrow, and then obviously for Dustin Royce, we'll see you guys next week. Let it ride out. I know you guys hate Jared Leto, but I actually like the song a lot.
He's so pretentious.
I suck cock, and I love it. Young
we were the kings and queens of promise.
I'm gonna back in the balls.
Some self-ourselves.
Talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded.